From 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city, this is The Electric Drum. I'm Jose Canelario. Today we are joined by Renee Marsh, CNN correspondent and now author of the new children's book, The Nature of Change. Inspired by personal loss and years covering major national stories, Marsh is helping families navigate anxiety, resilience, and hope through mindfulness and conversation. She joins us to talk about turning pain into purpose and helping children process big emotions.
Yes, it is. It is. For those who don't know, Blake is my late son who passed away from pediatric brain cancer just about a month after his second birthday back in 2021. He loved books. He also loved the outdoors. And I spent a lot of time after losing Blake outside and received so many profound messages just from the nature surrounding me, whether it was the trees losing it all, but yet there they were standing tall. Just messages that really were sources of inspiration for me in those moments. But it's also a love letter to nature and the beauty of nature. And so I'm hoping that these lessons that inspired me during one of the most difficult times in my life will inspire some young children as they might be dealing with unwanted change in their life or challenges in their lives. Or perhaps these lessons will just prepare them before those challenges even arrive. That's the best case scenario.
Now, your previous book, The Miracle Workers, Boy versus Beast, is out already. You can go get that one also. What's the difference? What's the difference in the two books, or what do you learn from writing the first book that makes this second book a little bit different?
Yeah, so both books at the core have this message of hope and overcoming challenges and how there is a power in having hope that enables you to overcome those challenges. Both of those have that theme. The Miracle Workers is a very fantastical sort of story about this little boy and his magical friend. So it's a fantastical kind of storyline. A little boy that's haunted by this dragon, and he really needs a miracle to defeat it. Meanwhile, The Nature of Change is more grounded in, you know, the natural world and, you know, the world that kids may see outside their windows and messages and lessons that and wisdom that they may be able to draw from that natural world that they have access to. So they're different in the story and how the stories are framed. But again, at the core, it's the same. It's this power of hope. Because, you know, as a parent who has lived through what I think is probably the worst scenario that a parent could live through, which is the loss of a child, I really realized in going through that journey that having mental stamina and grit is key to surviving things that people would characterize as the bottom falling out of life. And so as a mom, I now have a 2-year-old who'll be 3 in a few weeks. I really want to make sure that I am mentally preparing my child for the inevitable, that life is not always daisies and rainbows. Like, this is just the reality of the human experience. And so the question is, as parents, how do we prepare our kids to navigate that in a healthy way? And how soon do we begin those lessons? I would argue that this is not too early to begin those lessons, age 4 through 9. This is the time you want to start introducing them to these concepts, so that they at least know what they are, and introducing them in a way that's age appropriate. And so what The Nature of Change does is it uses nature as this metaphor to explain these abstract concepts of hope and determination and resilience, so that kids can grasp them and they understand that if this spider can rebuild for the 100th time, so can I. And so they there at that point understand what it means to be resilient.
I want to talk a little bit about the grief process and how important is it to find a project or something that you can dedicate your time and energy to fill that emptiness, that hole that's created?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I mean, this certainly is a part of my grief process, 100%. I mean, because it's therapeutic. I mean, in many ways, this project and my previous book, this is an extension of my son. And, you know, it sounds quite heartbreaking, and it is, but it is my reality. And it is, in many ways, these books are what I have left of my son, and it's me continuing to mother him. This is me making sure that he has a legacy. I'm protecting it. I'm growing it. I'm fostering this legacy for Blake. And this is all that I have left to do for my late son. I can't give him dinner. I can't give him a bath. I can't teach him these lessons. But I can do all of this work in his name and put good back into the world in his name and, you know, pass this wisdom on to other children in his name. That's all I can do. And it brings me so much joy. So it's very much a part of my grief process. It's quite healing. And this project is very much a part of my son and his legacy.
You're listening to 94.3 WYBC, the Rhythm of the City, the Electric Drum. I'm Jose Canelario, and this is Renee Marsh talking about her book, The Nature of Change. Now, you are a national correspondent for CNN, and you're constantly writing stories. What skills were transferable from your career to writing this children's book?
I think just really the art of being a storyteller, you know, and also doing it working for CNN and for television, you know that our stories, you have to kind of do it in a minute and 30 seconds. Like, we don't have a lot of time to get to the core of what is at the heart of the story. And that's, I was trained to write very concise and get to the heart of what it is that is your message that you want to pass on. And so I think those skills certainly transferred. And the skill that I don't get to use at work is my imagination. I don't get to use that at all. But so it was nice and it was fun to be able to do something different. I could use those skills of writing and storytelling, but then I can layer on something else that I don't get to use at work, which is my imagination. And that was a joy as well. You know, you brought up my first book. And that was really my entryway into becoming a children's book author. And when I wrote that book at that time, the draw to writing the book was that I can control the beginning, the middle, and the end of the story at a time where I had no control over what was happening in my life. And so that's kind of what pulled me into writing these stories. But now it's taken on something different. It is Blake's legacy and also just passing on what we have lived. A lot of times we as adults, we are living this stuff that's really hard. And then we learn these lessons, but we're not meant to just live what we go through, but what we live becomes our wisdom. And so that is what I'm hoping to pass on to the younger generation, the wisdom from what I have learned through the life that I've lived.
You get into a career, right? And you never know what it where it takes you. Was your expectations as a reporter, did it meet your expectations, what you dreamed of, or was this something different? Like you said, it's very formula. It's a formula that you follow every day, not a lot of creativity. Is that what you expected? And does writing this book fill that gap for you?
Yes, it is. I love my profession. I feel so, I just feel so humbled and still honored to be a journalist. And I think that journalism is, you know, geez, I can't, if I wasn't doing this, I'm not quite sure what I would be doing. I really don't know. But over time, also sometimes there are things, gifts or talents or even passions that are dormant within us, and it takes certain life experiences to awaken them. And I do think that that's what this is all about with the children's book. I feel like, you know, I still love my profession and it is what I've always thought it would be. But I never really thought about writing children's books at all until I became a mom and then lost my son. And so all of a sudden a new passion was awakened in me because of this life experience. So I do think a lot of times we aren't the full person that we are destined to be, you know, when we're 20 and we've declared our career, or 30 and declared our career. We're always evolving, and we're always, to steal from former First Lady Michelle Obama, we're always becoming. And so this is just an evolution of Renee Marsh. I am still the journalist at heart, but I'm also now this as well. Children's author, and I'm a mom who wants to make sure that her child is mentally ready for her future. So I'm all of these things.
Mm. What advice would you give young Renee Marsh, who's you know, coming out of college and trying to navigate this world? What piece of advice would you give her, to her?
I'd probably give her the advice that is in the nature of change, which is be resilient, be okay with the change that occurs. And when I say the change, I was such a like planner, like this is how I want this to occur in my life. I want this. I had this schedule, and, you know, I would get bummed out if the plan or strategy that I mapped out didn't work and maybe didn't handle change so well and got really disappointed about it. And so I think younger Renee could benefit from the lessons in the nature of change, of just being resilient, and that you're going to end up where you need to end up, even if the plan does not go exactly the way you mapped it out on paper. And sometimes the way it does end up is better than what you mapped out. So just being open to that change and being open and nimble in adjusting to that change.
I think it's a very profound philosophy that you have in this book, because it is kind of lost on these generations, the you know, how to handle obstacles and how to handle things that are in your way. Who was it for you that taught you how to handle those, you know, adversity in your life?
You know, thank God I had just really supportive and loving parents. When, you know, I'd get broken up about something, they would always be there with words of confidence, words of encouragement. So I'm really grateful that I had that loving, supportive foundation. But I don't think anything ever prepared me for what happened with the loss of Blake. I really don't. I can't think back to any lesson that I received that truly prepared me for that. The only thing I would say is that did kind of somewhat, not kind of, the only thing I would say is, like, my parents also instilled in me the importance of our faith. And that was the thing that I really felt carried me through the loss of Blake, was my faith. So they built that foundation for me ahead of time. But, you know, sometimes there are things that happen in your life that, like, it's really difficult to prepare for. And like I said, I don't think there was anything my parents necessarily taught me to deal that would have helped me to deal with that, other than obviously the big thing, which is my faith. And so I hope that maybe, like, in understanding that the things that we're preparing our kids for may not be the things of this month or this week, but it could very well be the things of decades from now. We are laying the foundation for them, for what their mental stability and endurance looks like. And I mean, that is the hope that I think that I have for this book, which is, it's the starting point of laying that foundation for kids to have that really strong mental foundation that will help them endure, not just for, you know, today, but for decades from now.
Our thanks to Renee Marsh for joining us. Her new book, The Nature of Change, is available everywhere. For more conversations that inform, uplift, and empower, stay connected with the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Jose Candelario, and like always, thanks for listening.